The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Ian Ryan to go through the game. Neil, we'll start at the top. Clearly a bad week of prep for Liverpool. Some of the things that we can take from it, as well as the unknowns. It seems like the plan was for Elliot in from the start and the goal. What we don't know, I guess, is A, what the more sort of nuanced issues is that they've had, because there's clearly been things which the manager hasn't been too happy about in the build-up, but also what time frames have been in place around when players went down, when information was given about the likes of Firmino and Joe Gomez, for example, and just how much that will have massively impacted the preparation. To use a quick example before I let you come in, you know, it's a completely different preparation to how you play out from the back if it's Nat Phillips at centre-half as opposed to Gomez. So it seems like it's been one thing after another with them this week.
Yeah, the manager's been, you know, honest about that post-match and not honest about it pre-match. Some people may feel he's been too honest about it post-match. I think that there's obviously been and is a number of difficulties around the squad at the moment, and I don't think there's a, you know, I haven't got a press-the-button solution for him, to be honest with you. I do think that there remains a couple of questions around what he said at the start of the, well before the start of the campaign, which is we will be doing pre-season into the first couple of weeks of the season. Have they been worked or continue to be worked really, really hard at this stage, I think is a valid question. It's a valid question for us to ask. It's not a valid question for us to expect an answer from them on. They've got to do their thing and they've got to do their review and they've got to think about it and what they, you know, they shouldn't be washing that sort of dirty linen in public. But if they do feel that that's the case, it's something to bear in mind for future campaigns. But they might not do. They might just feel as though they're having hard lines. The problem they've got is that whilst they're having hard lines, there's competitive games of football occurring and they need to be able to ensure everyone's in the shape they need them to be ready to play those games with the preparation that they need to have. I think there's something else as well in amongst all of this, which is we've talked a lot and there's been a lot of talk around the way in which Liverpool have started games. And I actually think sort of in general, even though, and this is why when the manager was making the point pre-match about conceding first, there was elements of it where I think, you know, I think he's got a fair shout. So the nature of them conceding first against Villa is different to the nature of them conceding first against Southampton, is different to the nature of them conceding first against Madrid, is different to the nature of them conceding first against Fulham, and is different now to the nature of them conceding first against Crystal Palace.